This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 Nanaimo.
A recent report by Canada's Correctional Services Investigator and Ombudsman, Howard Sapers, has found that security practices continue to trump clinical needs in the care and custody of offenders with mental health problems. He recently reported on Correctional Service of Canada's responses to his earlier investigation of deaths in custody between 2001 and 2005, and his recent investigation into the death of 19-year-old Ashley Smith. Ashley Smith choked herself to death in the Grand Valley Institution for Women in Kitchener, Ontario, on October the 9th, 2007.
Despite her well-documented mental health problems, Ashley Smith had been immediately placed on segregation status and maintained there for the entire time she was in Correction Canada's custody, depriving her of the most basic human interaction. Mr. Sapers has concluded that Ashley Smith's death, along with some of the other deaths that have occurred in custody, could have been averted. He says that the risk of suicide in federal prisons remains unacceptably high because of the federal government's focus on security over the needs of mentally ill inmates like Ashley Smith.
Howard Sapers joins us on the phone today. Welcome to People First Radio.
Hello.
What was the purpose of your most recent report?
Well, 2 years ago, almost to the day, Ashley Smith died in Grand Valley Institution. Last June, I delivered my final report of my investigation into her death to the Minister of Public Safety and to the Commissioner of Corrections. I made a number of recommendations in that report. The Correctional Service promised and ultimately delivered a full response to those recommendations. My most recent report was an analysis of that response. I will be doing a quarterly update over the coming year on how they are implementing their action plan in response to my recommendations. This initial review, this initial analysis, has left me really wanting much more from the service, much more in terms of some structural issues and some accountability issues.
What had you hoped to find?
What I had hoped, first and foremost, is that the sense of urgency that permeates my report would have been reflected in the service's action plan. I did not see that sense of urgency. Now, that's not to say that the Correctional Service has done nothing. In fact, quite the contrary. The service has been responsive. They have made some improvements. They have made new commitments regarding policy clarification and training. They've changed some of their practice around intake and assessment. But on some very, very fundamental areas, they've either rejected my recommendations or they've been very, very slow to respond. And it's in those areas where the recommendations are either not being addressed at all or receiving a very slow response that I think are the most critical to preventing deaths in custody. And as I say, those are recommendations around some long-standing systemic issues like the overuse of segregation for mentally ill offenders, or around some accountability issues like having the wardens of women's prisons directly report to a senior executive at CSC headquarters.
Mr. Sapers, you also spoke about a silo approach in corrective actions. Tell us more about that.
Prisons are very complicated. They're very complex. They're not a straightforward operation to run or to manage or to work in or to survive in as an inmate. And what we're seeing, unfortunately, is that complexity resulting in more and more silos operating inside prisons instead of horizontal management. So you have security operating increasingly independent from healthcare, which operates increasingly independent of programs, which operates increasingly independent from parole officers and case preparation people. So what we've called for on many occasions, and most recently in this report, is to see greater degrees of integration between all those sectors inside the institution so that a much more multifaceted approach is taken to dealing not just with the needs of the offender, but also in terms of making sure that that offender is best prepared to reintegrate the safest way possible back into the community when their sentence is over.
You mentioned accountability just a few moments ago. Would you care to give us more of your observations on the needs around accountability at this point in time?
Well, we've asked the service to embrace the notion of external review. I guess the simplest way to put this is we have very concerns about the correctional service policing itself. And a concrete example of that would be the use of segregation. We think that if you're going to place an offender in segregation, which is the most restrictive form of custody we have, so we're talking about an extreme limitation on the liberty of an individual even once they're incarcerated, you know, 23 hours a day locked up. If you're going to place somebody into those kinds of conditions of confinement, what we're saying is the decision to do that should be tested by somebody other than the original decision maker. This is a very fundamental principle of administrative fairness, of fundamental justice. And so we've been recommending external adjudication of segregation. Now, the service says that they're not interested. So we have made a very impassioned recommendation that at the very least they embrace this kind of external accountability for offenders with recognized diagnosed mental illness so that perhaps a more clinical judgment can be made about whether their placement in these kinds of very, very isolating conditions of confinement have any merit whatsoever. You referenced Ashley Smith in your introduction. Ashley Smith was a young woman who had mental health issues, and she was segregated for her entire period in federal custody, 23 hours a day locked up, a minimum of human contact. You know, if you're already suicidal, I'm not sure that those conditions are helpful.
Exactly, and she had been mentally unwell from the time she was about 13, somehow managed to fall through many cracks, it sounds like, as well as the prison crack. What are some next steps that are going to be on the agenda?
Well, as I say, we're going to be issuing quarterly updates, so there will be at least three more reviews by my office on the correctional services actions taken against the recommendations. This will give us three more opportunities to engage in a public discussion about these issues. I can tell you that I am in, and the staff in my office are in daily contact with the correctional service on these issues and a host of other issues. So we are constantly working to make sure that the recommendations are given life and that the changes made are maintained, because that's often one of the problems, is you'll see a change made, a policy revised, but then things sort of fall back to the way they used to be. So we're being very vigilant about making sure that the changes take root. And, of course, annually I report to Parliament, and I'm expecting this year's annual report to be tabled, within the next week or two.
Howard Sapers, we have just a moment left with you. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today.
I have been absolutely overwhelmed with the public interest in Ashley Smith's tragic death and also the work that we've been doing in preventing deaths in custody. And I think it really demonstrates that Canadians really value their criminal justice system, and they want to make sure that the system itself operates within the law and with compassion, and also provides, of course, the measure of public safety that they expect.
Thank you very much for taking the time to join us today. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Howard Sapers is Canada's correctional investigator, acting as the Federal Ombudsman for Correctional Services of Canada. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM. CHLY.ca, Community Radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.